solid lead teapot. He, I said, where'd you get it? He said, it come in through the junkyard, and they found it, niggers, and brought it in to me. I never saw anything like it before. No, what I was, while she's in there. Oh, it's worth something to go to that museum. It sure is. But while she's in here, I was telling her I had 14 operations. And when the doctor tells me when you got to go, you got to go. No, well, we close at 4:30. We go on till then. We haven't got any much to do. It's slow.
No,
yeah, but I would like for you to come out there to the house, make a date with my wife, okay, say tomorrow, and come out there and see some of the things she's got.
Okay.
She's inherited them from the family, and my family and her family, and they are just like she's talking about. I've got a letter out there written by a Burke who lived close, and I've got it framed, and on it, it's written about their boys who were in the Mexican War. Now, W.E. was in the Mexican War. That's the way he got started. And it's written by my great-grandfather to old man, and it says on there, delivered by muleback. It's written in 1847. And I've got a frame hanging that on our mantelpiece there in the sitting room. I mean, things like that. And she's got that thing that was made in France. And her Gavan, one of the Gavans, was a close friend of and things like that.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
And just like this Jim being kin to us way back there through my grandmother, through the and all that. And I ain't of her married to John was his wife. It's
really interesting family.
Yeah. I mean, I can't sit down and write stuff, but I can sit down. Now, there's a whole lot of stuff that went on in hell, comical, that I can't tell you. Things that happened that not very nice, and my kinfolk, too. I mean, you have Jesse James in the family, and you got those kinds. But they're funny things that have happened. That my grandfather has told me, and him and dad just sit up and die laughing about it and tell me, but I wouldn't want to write stuff like that. They're really comical.
Like you were talking about the things that happened up around Marshall now.
That kind of stuff.
They
that's
really
right.
Had some stuff going on.
Yeah.
They really...
It was just like Myrtle and Moore when they first started in business, and the way he was killed. Well, I wouldn't want to write over it, because Patrick Claiborne was one of the seven generals from this town. Hindman was one of the seven generals. He married a Bisco, and they were kin to us, and we got this name Lawson from the Biscos. And you know, Hindman was shot and killed, and he was shot through the window. He was sitting there reading in his window right here where the Helena High School is now, his home. And my grandfather was coming along in a buggy and recognized a guy that come down and got on the horse as a friend of his.
Oh.
He didn't want to talk about it.
No, I'm sure he did.
And I know who he was.
Yeah.
He shot him with a shotgun, killed him.
Oh.
Now they've got a monument to him up here in the cemetery. Oh. Big stuff. See?
Yeah, well that's very
gentle
up there too. That's
and he got killed. Well, on the other hand, Hindman and Pat Claiborne got in this shootout over here on Main Street, Old Main, and ricochet bullet hit Myrtle and killed him. And then they got to be big generals after that. I mean, things like that.
Yeah.
I wouldn't write down
with that.
Yeah.
I
wouldn't want to.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Now, I wouldn't have known anything like that if my grandfather hadn't lived.